You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Means it's time for World of Work.
702. World of Work.
Joining us for World of Work is one of our regular guests, obviously not physically in studio, but we are speaking to her via Skype, I think, is Natasha Moni, labor lawyer and director at Moni, M-O-N-I, Attorneys Incorporated. Natasha, good morning.
Namaste, Eusebius. I hope you're keeping safe.
I am. I didn't hear what you said. You say namaste at home.
No, yes, exactly. Do it in your pajamas at home. It's a fantastic experience.
If you've got a question for Natasha on labor and how you're going to be affected by the lockdown, being asked to work from home, your rights as a worker, give us a call, 011-883-0702. This half an hour is going to fly by because there's so much anxiety about the consequences for you, your rights as a worker, and understanding what it is that has been announced. I'm going to start with a high-level question, and then we'll take it from there, Natasha. Should people be worried if they've been told to stay home during the lockdown?
Worried in what sense? Worried because they are
job security and income. Yeah.
Well, their job security and income should have been discussed with the employer before they agreed to work remotely or to go home. So what should be happening is, in terms of leadership, is the employee, if the employee can work from home, then their job security is pretty much there. They're just working remotely. And I would urge employees not to overdo things. For instance, not to download movies on the data that the company has given you, but to really work as if you were working at the office. And also because it cuts both ways, Eusebius. You know, the employer is still allowing you to work remotely. And so you need to ensure that there is no breach of the trust relationship during this period. In that way, you will still get paid because you're still working. If you are a hands-on person, for instance, if you're a domestic worker and your family has sent you home, then I would urge you not to ask the employee to rely on any sort of UIF, but to actually pay your domestic worker. In fact, I would go further and state that if you're going to send her or him home in a taxi, rather send them home in an Uber and pay for that as well. I would have urged all employers with domestic workers to have paid them already. In fact, have paid them mid-month so that at least they can get supplies to their children who are being housed at their house as opposed to at the employer's home.
And is there any legal safety, say for a domestic worker at this time, or any category worker, or are we now in that intersection that you and I often talk about between law and decency? Not everything that is the decent thing to do is a legal duty. And if you were going to pay your domestic worker anyway, pay him or her or them and take seriously solidarity during this time. Because I'm mindful that many of the practical questions we are getting isn't strictly in terms of labor law, but it's also fundamentally about doing the decent thing.
Okay, so here is the decent thing. I don't think the word decent is strong enough. It is called leadership. And if you think that you're not going to be judged on the leadership that you show in time of crisis, don't expect for 1 minute your employees to come back and thank you for what they have done for you.
Yes.
Okay. What you have done for them. And that is the very serious issue. It's not about decency. It's about leadership. Every single CEO, every woman who runs a household, every man who runs a household must now stand up and be counted, like we are counting on the president and his ministers, that they should show some leadership and accountability. Because it's not in the good times that you sow your legacy.
Yeah.
It is in the times of crisis.
That's right.
Where you say, I did this for you, remember.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That it counts. There are two issues here. Please remember that if your domestic worker or anybody who is not covered by the Compensation for Occupational Injuries and Diseases Act gets ill because they were working, in other words, COVID-19 or had an accident or whatever, you as the person who hires them, you as the employer, are liable for all their medical bills. All right. This is a constitutional matter, and it has gone to the Constitutional Court, and we are awaiting an outcome. However, it isn't here yet. So please, every single employer who does not pay those types of fees in terms of taxes, understand that the responsibility of any person catching COVID-19 from you or in the workplace is yours. Then if you catch COVID-19 from the workplace or because your employer sent you overseas, it is not the Basic Conditions of Employment Act that kicks in. In other words, you, Mr. Employer, are not entitled to say to that person, okay, well, you have 6 weeks sick leave, take it, all right? You have to pay them in terms of the Compensation for Occupational Injuries and Diseases Act. Right.
Okay.
If an employee catches COVID-19 from going to a nightclub and pulling your nose up at the very serious impact that COVID, or the very contagious COVID-19, and you catch COVID-19, only then will the Basic Conditions of Employment Act sick leave come into play.
Okay, that makes sense.
If at the end of the month you have had some sort of babalas, and every Friday and every Monday you're off, at the end of the month you're off from work, and you've exhausted your sick leave because of that, we have spoken about this before, then you have to negotiate with your employer as to whether or not you can take annual leave or whether that the sick leave is going to be unpaid.
Okay.
So it's one of those things. There are things to help you. And there are also things if you have not been taking anything to do with your workplace seriously, you're going to fall short. Another thing, Eusebius, before we take calls, if I may, your employer should follow Section 8 of the Occupational Health and Safety Act, regardless of whether they are big, small, or whether they ordinarily would cover the sections in that act. Section 8 is a risk assessment, and it's a risk assessment in times where there has been a very serious spillage of bio waste or biomaterial, all right? And that is how they're treating COVID-19. So please, every single employer must look on Section 8, do the risk assessment. Now they have to assess whether or not they are considered a essential service. You know, everyone in South Africa, it seems, is deeming themselves an essential service. Mm-hmm. However, they are not, and you need to work within those strict parameters. If you don't work within those strict parameters, you may find yourself placing yourself in serious jeopardy in terms of fines that you may get, and also your employees.
Absolutely.
You know, asking employees to come to work because you believe that you're making an essential a product that is essential to the medical field is fine. Okay. However, if that person is coming in a taxi or is traveling in a car with other people, you're placing that person at risk. Hmm. And when you're placing that person at risk, you place everybody at risk.
That's right.
I don't know if your listeners know about patient 31 in South Korea. One patient was capable of infecting 50,000 other patients. Hmm. That's huge. Hmm. Those are figures that I can't grapple with. Look, I am an attorney. We're not supposed to grapple with figures. But, you know, these are things that are
real,
scary. Hmm. They're horrifying.
Absolutely. Emil, good morning to you. What is your question?
Good morning, Eusebius. Thank you for the show. I'm a sales representative. I'm working in the Wurzrand and the Val area. I see 30 to 40 people a day. And we make spices, so it's in the food industry. But our employer said, now, if we go into lockdown, we're not allowed to work from home. It's going to be no work that day. Will that be feasible or is that legal?
Did you get the question, Natasha?
Yes, I did. He sees 30 to 40 people a day.
Yeah, and the employer is a sales rep, and the employer said you can't work from home, but the no work, no pay rule is going to kick in. Emil wants to know the legal status of that decision.
Okay, so that is what it is. But Emil, can I ask you this? What about social media? Why can't you link up with these people on social media? Where's your blogs? Where's your Skype? It's all for free. There's now this new thing called Zoom, which I've just heard about. That's for free. How else can you connect with these people without losing out on pay, losing out on commission?
Emil?
You know, why can't you do that?
Yes, no, that's what I'm asking. The employer is very adamant. They want us still to go and see these clients, and I feel it's a risk to myself and the family and the population in general to go and see them physically.
Yes. Why,
just to make a phone call will suffice.
Yeah. But your employer is barring you from doing that.
Yes.
Hmm. So the employee is saying no, then you need to report your employer. Because your employer is now, and remember, we are in a national disaster. We're not in any national emergency, so we're not being shut down. We're being in lockdown. Mm. So you need to tell your employer that he stands vicariously liable for thousands of people and perhaps hundreds of deaths if he continues to tell you to go and see clients.
But that's not quite what he's saying, though. Here's the conundrum, though. Just hold on one second, Natasha. Here's the conundrum, and I want you to guide us legally. The employer isn't saying go see the Natasha as a potential customer, as a sales rep. The employer is saying stay at home. But I don't want you to do business via Skype. So the employer,
and he doesn't want you to do business via Skype.
Yeah, that's what the employer is saying to Emil and his colleagues.
That he must stay at home and he mustn't do business via Skype.
Yeah.
And has he placed any payment with regard to staying at home?
Good question.
And you'll leave.
Yeah. Emil, has the employer talked about how you guys will be compensated, even if it's reduced income?
Physically go and see the clients or do the day-to-day normal functioning, they said it's going to be no work, no pay.
Wow.
So they basically put the ball into my hands for my survival.
That is incredible. That is the opposite of leadership.
Okay. It is. It is, Eusebius, and I think that it's also bordering on not taking an instruction from the president of South Africa. And, you know, we can all say things about what we believe and who we believe the president is. But when a president says, this is a national disaster, this is what's going to happen, you have to listen to him. Otherwise, I mean, he's brought in the military. The military don't have rubber bullets. They have real bullets. This is really serious. So I think that your employer is shirking their responsibility towards South Africa. And I would still report it. However, you also have, in terms of an ability to get money, you also have a claim at UIF. That is the Unemployment Insurance Fund. Mm-hmm. Please go on their website. Mm-hmm. And if you're not going to pay anything this month, please pay your data bill. Mm. I'm sorry. I mean, it's not like I like any of those companies, but please pay your data bill, because that is the only connection that us humans have in this time.
Absolutely.
Go onto the internet and click on visit the UIF portal and go and make a claim now, because I believe you shouldn't be seeing people.
Absolutely.
And I don't think people want to see you. Mm. I mean, Eusebius, you don't want to see me.
Well, I'd love to, but under different circumstances.
Exactly. You can't see me.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah. Elaine, okay. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
Very well. Thanks so much for calling in.
Good. So my question is, I'm a freelance photojournalist photographer, and 3 photographic jobs a week, or people coming around the world on photographic trips, and just general photography, I'm actually down to 0. Hmm. And so my question is, what rights do I have, and probably others?
Yeah, we've just lost him there, yeah. But many creatives have been desperately.
But he said, "What rights does he have?"
Yeah, desperately asking a similar question across the blogosphere, because freelancers are in that category. Here's another example.
All right, so he's a freelancer. So there is the small to medium sized enterprises that have just put up a website for you to ask for help. And it's in help in various forms. So if your business has been seriously impacted, and this photojournalist's business will be, then you can ask for help. There's also the IDC. The IDC got two.
Do you need to be? Do you need to be registered as a business? What if I work as an individual and I normally invoice?
No, Eusebius, I went on their websites and they have a block where you can put yourself as a sole proprietor.
Okay.
So they've catered for PTY LTDs, closed corporations, partnerships, etc. So I've gone on these websites and put in clicked on various blocks, and there is a block for a sole proprietor, and I would ask everybody that is impinged now to do that, because they're just going to get an influx of people.
That's right. Well, we've got an influx of people calling you for both, because you are excellent, and a lot of people are worried about the implications of this horrible tension that is a tension between the urgent public health crisis that must be above all else our most important concern, but also how it intertwines with our economic woes. Lauren, good morning. Thanks so much for calling in.
Hi, Eusebius. How are you?
I'm extremely well. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Eusebius. Eusebius, I just wanted to ask Natasha, I'm staying in Heidelberg and I have a domestic worker that's staying in, and she is actually staying in Lichtenberg. So I wanted to find out, do I have to send her home? Won't she be more at risk while being in the taxi, while she can rather stay here? Because the other thing is, I have a 9-to-5 job and I can stay at home doing my work. So the thing is, I'm still going to be working.
Okay, Lauren, this is the best question, because it's what everyone is grappling with at the moment. You need to go and ask her, do you want to stay with me for 3 weeks? Remember, you are in lockdown. You cannot move to Lichtenberg or wherever, Tembisa, wherever, after the lockdown. So at Thursday night at 11:59, that's it. You cannot move unless it's to buy groceries or get medical attention. So you need to really ask her. And her first question to you is, if I stay at home, will I get paid? So you still have your job. You can work 9 to 5. Can you afford to pay her?
That's the other thing, because my husband is working at the mines in Petra Diamond, which is in Cullinan. So we also don't know if he will be working. He's also going to lose out on, what do you call it, when they work, they get paid for, what do they call it now? Now I'm stressing. So we don't actually know, because he might get a cut in his salary if he's not at work.
Okay, so mines are shutting down. That's another excellent question. But the president has said that it's going to take time for a mine to shut down. Okay, so that lockdown for miners or people who work on the mines does not apply to them yet. It will apply as soon as that mine shuts down. So I don't know about whether they're going to do cuts in pay. I mean, mines are big, very big enterprises. And like with what they've done with the clothing manufacturing industry, is they have formulated an emergency collective agreement which should be gazetted to assist the workers. I am sure that NUMSA and AMCU and all the other really big trade unions will, and the employers will follow suit. So yes, you've got two very difficult and very separate issues. I wanted to ask you one more question, Lauren. If you do not send your domestic worker home, please remember, if she catches COVID-19, you are responsible for all her medical expenses. And you are responsible if she dies.
Even though she didn't catch it at my house.
Well, how do we know that? How do we know that? And how do we know that? And how does her family know that? Mm. Her family is going to look to the employer. Why didn't you assist her?
702 World of Work.
28 minutes before noon. It's World of Work, and we are talking about labor rights in the context of the national lockdown that is going to happen tomorrow night. Lebo, good morning to you. Hello, Lebo. Okay, we'll come back to Lebo in a minute or two. Nwabisa, good morning.
Hello, Yesidis. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
I would just like to find out. I'm an occupational health and safety officer for an engineering company that does work for the mine. In our line of duty, we have to go directly to sites. It's very rare, like very few when we do reports when we are sitting in the office. So I would like to know, we got the no work, no pay letter. How does that work for us?
Natasha? So she said she got a no work, no pay letter?
Yes, I got a no work. We got the no work, no pay letter. But in our line, it's not feasible for us to work remotely because we have to constantly drive to buy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she's a health and safety officer.
Yes, no, I heard that. Well, I mean, have you done your risk assessment in terms of Section 8? Of the Occupational Health and Safety Act?
Yes, we have done the risk assessment and it's been submitted to the board. But now with the shutdown, it will only be few artisans that will be working, which will be dealing with the food industry side. But the mining side hasn't been confirmed as yet, but we've already been told that it will be a no work, no pay.
No work, no pay. So basically the decision for you to self-isolate and adhere to the president's request or instruction is really for your benefit and not for the employer's benefit. And has the employer told you that you could go to the unemployment insurance fund?
There is an option. extremely to do that, but it hasn't been confirmed who will be able to do that or who will not be able to do that.
Okay, so I think work with all your options. I mean, you are in a, you know, I would deem you as an essential service because you have to be there, not so, to make sure that everything is safe. And safety is paramount in a mine. What is your concern? Is your concern that you may catch COVID-19 from who you transact?
Well, I interact with people in my line. So the people that will be working with me, the people that I'll be interacting with if I go out on site, and it's like from Joburg to Mpumalanga, that is my road of work every day. So,
No. And how do you get to Mpumalanga? Do you have to travel with people?
No, I drive by myself.
You drive by yourself. Okay, so yeah, that at least can be done. You know, Noabisa, I think that you need to talk, negotiate, see what's going on in terms of the collective agreements that the trade unions are trying to make. I spoke to a representative of the Essential Services Committee yesterday. You know, there is nothing yet. There are no regulations. They're all trying to find ways in which to help with the lockdown. So I would keep my ear on the ground and just start negotiating to make sure that you are safe. You know, it's a long way for you to go. Mm. And if you are interacting with people, that's a very, very unsafe thing to do, especially when you don't know that you have COVID-19 until at least 10 days in. Hmm. So I would keep up to date with UIF. I would phone the emergency services number. It's 0800-029-999. And I would keep on asking questions, and then I would continue to work with management. If management sees you as an essential service, then management needs to make sure that everything is at your fingertips, including sanitizers, including people who have been tested and are negative, et cetera, to enable you to do your job safely.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like in the aeroplane. And, you know, they always tell you, and I don't know if I would ever do that in an emergency situation, to put your oxygen mask on first before you put it on your child.
Mm.
But, I mean, that's what they're saying. Put it on first so that you can put it on your child.
Absolutely. We'll take a last question. We've got 2 minutes left. Lebo, let's see whether we've got you now on a clearer line. What question do you have for Natasha?
Hi, can you hear me, Sibyl?
Yebo.
Okay. Just a question. I wasn't necessarily listening, so it could have been answered, but can your employer force you to take annual leave even though you can do your work from home, but simply because maybe they don't have enough resources like laptops to give, or so they're like, okay, we're gonna have to force you to take your annual leave? That's the question.
That's a lovely practical question.
No, if you are working remotely, you're still working. It's like when you're on sick leave and you're working from home. You're not on sick leave. You're still working. And they should not impinge on your annual leave when you are still working. So if you are a lucky one that can still work remotely, you are still working. You are still an asset to the company. You are not a liability to the company. You are taking nothing from the company.
So what must I say to my company if the company says, you can't work at home because we don't have the resources for you, Eusebius?
Yes, but if you have the resources, for instance, Eusebius, if they say to you, you can't work from home because somebody else doesn't have the resources and we need to be fair. Well, I'm sorry, but I have the resources and I don't want to take my annual leave. I want to take my annual. You can't actually go anywhere.
Mm.
You cannot go down to the beach.
Mm.
I'm in lockdown. I can't go anywhere. Right. I don't want to take my annual leave.
So you can't be forced to take annual leave.
No, and annual leave is always a discussion. It's a negotiation between the company.
Mm.
And if the company wants to force you to take annual leave, you have a right to turn on and say, no, Absolutely. I would rather work remotely, and I can work remotely.
Hmm. Brilliant. Natasha, you've been incredibly generous. Thank you so much for the practical advice.
Absolute pleasure.
That's Natasha Mooney, M-N-M-O-N-I, Director at Mooney Attorneys Incorporated.